This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for joining us on this holiday week. We are thrilled to be here live, reporting to you with everything you need to know. And we are going to talk a little bit about Hunter Biden in this next hour. And we'll mix in other stories as well. Lord knows there's plenty to talk about. But I do want to get your take on the Republicans opening up these investigations. I talked a little bit about it last week after seeing the press conference where Representative Jim Jordan and Representative James Comer kind of laid out their case, which I thought was very compelling. But I've had some people pushing back on me and whether or not this is going to be good for Republicans. So I'm opening up the lines. I want to hear from you. If you think you can change my mind, then so be it. I'm always open to hearing other ideas. The number is 844-500-4242. But before we dive into this, I just wanted to give people, especially we are a New England show. I'm a South Shore girl. And the story about what happened at Derby Street yesterday is really, it makes me sick to my stomach. A construction worker is dead after an SUV crashed into the Hingham Apple store. A driver was charged Monday with reckless homicide after his SUV crashed into an Apple store at the Hingham Derby Street Shops, killing one person and injuring 20 others. Now, there's 20 people who are in rough shape, who are still getting help. And Lord knows that we are all praying for those people and hoping that they end up okay. Bradley, I'm not sure if it's Ryan or Rain, Bradley Rain of Hingham, was arrested hours after his 2019 Toyota 4Runner barreled into the store at 10:45 a.m., smashing through the glass and striking multiple people. Rain told officials that his right foot became stuck on the accelerator and his vehicle accelerated. Mr. Rain stated that he used his left foot to try to brake but was unable to stop the vehicle, and the vehicle crashed through the front of the Apple store. Now, Kevin Bradley, who's a 65-year-old man who was so tragically killed, is from New Jersey, and he worked for GMS Construction. And I wanted to add in here that something we did find out is that Rain, although he has no criminal record in Massachusetts, his driving history shows that in December of 2020, he was taken into custody and cited for driving under the influence after a crash in Roxbury, Vermont. Obviously, I have a lot of feelings about that, but I'm waiting to find out more about this story. I don't think it hurts to wait till all the information is out there and verified before we start discussing this person and what he's done. So I'm just going to wait on that, but I do want to offer my sincerest condolences and prayers to the families of Kevin Bradley and everybody who was there for that horrific, horrific atrocity that occurred yesterday. So I wanted to put that out there because I know a lot of people, even this morning, were checking in with me and saying, what do we know? What do we know? And there's still some information that has yet to come out, but I'll keep you posted as I find out more. All right, now switching gears here to Hunter Biden. I want to talk about this because, first of all, what sparked this for me is a cut from Karine Jean-Pierre. It's from yesterday. She was asked by a real journalist. I know. Sometimes you see a real journalist in the wild. And it's a rare sighting. You know, you have to take it in. Soak in that moment. Because they're few and far between. But Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, was asked about Joe Biden's involvement with Hunter's businesses. Now, of course, if you listen to or read outlets like the Associated Press, now, I had just mentioned the Associated Press because they had to fire a reporter who falsely claimed that the missiles that killed two people in Poland came from Russia. That ended up being very, very fake news. But in this case, the AP is saying And I got to read you this. It says, the Associated Press's statement at this stage of the scandal was breathtaking but telling. This is from the New York Post. It's Jonathan Turley. And I just want to add in here, for anyone keeping count, I'm quoting someone else using the term breathtaking, so I still get to say it one more time this week. I have not reached my limit. But this is the quote from the Associated Press. Joe Biden has said he's never spoken to his son about his foreign business, and nothing the Republicans have put forth suggests otherwise. Huh? Were we watching a different press conference? Have they not heard the voicemail from Joe Biden? Have they not read about the big guy and 10%? Is this all lost on them? And you know, Jonathan Turley did a really good job of just reminding people. And please do not take this as insulting when I read you some of these. I know most of my listeners already know this information, but I think it's worth going over, having a refresher, let's say. So I'm just going to read you a couple lines here. It says, at the outset, the press only had to suspend any disbelief that Biden could fly to China as vice president with his son on Air Force Two without discussing the latter's planned business dealings on the trip. The emails on Hunter's laptop quickly refuted this claim by the AP. But the media buried the laptop story before the election or pushed the false claim that it was Russian disinformation. We actually have here a beautiful cut. I sound like my nana. My nana used to say that about certain meals, like Chinese food. She would say, I got a beautiful plate of Chinese food for you. Now I'm saying that. I've got a beautiful sound cut for you. You're going to love. But it's true. This is a super cut that I think you'll all appreciate. This is the media debunking the laptop because 51 former intelligence agents told them that it was Russian disinformation. Or I'm sorry, it had all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. Matt, can I get cut 8? Nope. Can I get cut 9, please?
Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden.
This is really one of the stupidest October surprises I've ever seen.
It helps to really view this as storytelling, not so much as news coverage, but as political entertainment.
NPR explained, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories.
Who even thought to make that story up?
It's a story that many intelligence experts say has all the hallmarks of a foreign interference campaign.
It looks like it's tied to Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
This is a Russian intelligence disinformation campaign. It's a
foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Russian intelligence.
Rudy Giuliani was not fed passively Russian disinformation. He ordered it off the menu.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking...
He's
of course
not.
He is,
no.
Leslie.
We should note Hunter Biden isn't running for president. That argument has been debunked.
There is no evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
It just lacks credibility.
Okay, I would love if you guys would start doing that digging and start doing that verification.
No, we're not going to do your work for you.
What a joke. I mean, do you need to hear anything else? Do you need to hear anything else? You want to talk about lacking credibility? That supercut explains it all. But it's more than that. It's more than that because, as Jonathan Turley points out, President Biden's denials continued even after the laptop revealed a voicemail he left Hunter, specifically discussing coverage of those dealings. Does everyone remember that? This was the voicemail. Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, just give me a call. Nothing urgent. I just wanted to talk to you. I thought the article released online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think you're in the clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you. That was Biden to Hunter. And even more importantly, I would add, and Turley lays this out too, is the email that Hunter Biden's associate sent to Tony Bobulinski, who's the most credible, reliable source you could find. And surprisingly enough, the FBI wants nothing to do with him. They finally have a witness to all of these crimes, and the phone ain't ringing for Tony Bobulinski. But this was the email from Hunter's associate and a business partner of Hunter's about not speaking to the former Veep's connection to any transactions. It said, don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know you know that, but they are paranoid. Again, the AP says there are no reason, nothing's been laid out for them to make them think that Joe Biden has anything to do with this. There's no reason to believe that. And I want to read They eventually changed it. Okay, they eventually changed the phrasing. Oh, they later revised the line after an outcry from some of the actual journalists in the room. And now it ends as this. There is no indication that the federal investigation involves the president. Rather than simply stating the fact, AP seems to struggle to shield the president. There is every indication the federal investigation involves the president. And here's another one. Remember when the emails referred to Joe with code names such as Celtic and the Big Guy? In one email, the Big Guy is mentioned as possibly receiving a 10% cut on a deal with a Chinese energy firm. I know everyone is aware of this information, but it blows my mind that 2 years later, CBS is verifying this laptop and the AP is saying there's no reason to think that Joe has anything to do with this. It's complete crap. Now, where I'm going to end this segment in order to tease what we're going to talk about going forward is KJP's response to this, because she was asked about Hunter's involvement. I'm sorry, with Joe's involvement in Hunter's business dealings. Again, look at Tony Bobulinski. Look at the emails. Look at the flight on Air Force Two. But we're supposed to believe he knew nothing. He is Sergeant Schultz, after all. Now, take a listen to this cut from KJP. This is cut 8, please.
Can you address whether the president was involved in any of his son, Hunter, or his brother's foreign business dealings?
So, look, there's some a little bit of interesting, kind of on-brand thinking here, because, congressional Republicans ran saying that they were going to fight inflation. They said they were going to make that a priority. They were very clear about that these past several months. And instead, what they're doing is they're focusing, they're making their top priority. They get the majority, and their top priority is actually not focusing on the American families, but focusing on the president's family.
All right, now, I want to point out to KJP, and I'm sure she didn't know this, but there's been a lot of Republicans, including Jim Jordan and other members of the House, who have made it very clear that their intentions were to investigate Hunter Biden and the Wuhan lab. And there's been senators as well. Rand Paul. I mean, unfortunately, they don't have a majority, so it's kind of a moot point. But no one has been hiding the fact that this is going to be a priority for us. And what I really want to discuss when we come back is the absolute stupidity of the left, who has basically made their bones. You want to talk about on brand? Their entire brand is opening up investigations into Donald Trump. And now they're going to tell us that we don't have our priorities straight. Give me a break. That's what I want to discuss. Do you think this is going to backfire on Republicans? Do you think Americans are going to be upset that they're going after the Biden family? I have my opinions on it. I'd love to hear yours. 844-500-4242. Now, a lot of us think of Cape Cod as the place to be during the summer, but you know what? It is super special during the off season too. I would argue it's even more special because it's a little less crowded. It's cozy. Like Jared has pointed out, we're getting close to the holiday season and it's just a special time to be down the Cape. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, well, where do I stay? I've got the perfect place for you, the Nauset Beach Inn. You can book your Nauset Beach Inn getaway today. Special winter rates now through March 31st start at just $119.99 on weekdays and $149.99 a night on weekends. Now, it's overlooking Nauset Beach, and it's the only lodging available inside the Cape Cod National Seashore. Plus, you won't believe these rooms until you stay in them. Every room commands a superb view of the great outer beach, every single room, and the ever-changing sea. And Nauset Beach Inn is pet-friendly. The rooms are very spacious. Each one has two queen-size beds. You really cannot beat this. It's the perfect place to stay, and this is a really, really fun time to be on Cape Cod. Enjoy special winter rates through March 31st. Again, they're starting at just $119.99 on weekdays, $149.99 a night on weekends. That's an incredible deal, and that's why these reservations fill up really quickly. So book early at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. 844-500-4242. I want to take your calls on the Hunter Biden investigations. Do you think this is a good idea by Republicans? Do you have any advice for them on how to tackle this and how to avoid it backfiring? Because I have some ideas, but I want to hear yours. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Oh, here's some breaking news for you. This is an exclusive from the New York Post. The White House is now claiming that Biden did press Xi on fentanyl and COVID origins after criticism. You know how Joe Biden had the meeting with Xi Jinping, I think it was last week or the week before, and we got a readout of what they talked about. And a lot of it had to do with climate change because China has been so open to the idea of partaking in our climate change suicide that we seem hell-bent on here in the United States. But I remember I was reading it and I was thinking, they don't even throw in COVID, you know, just to give the idea that maybe Joe Biden had the cojones to bring it up. And now it turns out we were wrong. They did talk about it. You know what I say, since there's so much confusion, Jared? You know what I think should happen? I think we should do the same thing whenever there was confusion about what really happened on a Trump call or a Trump meeting. You know what I'm about to say. Hashtag release the transcripts, please. Release the transcripts, and then I will parody the transcripts into a kind of Goodfellas / Sopranos scene for everyone. How does that sound? Does that sound fair? A global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets, and it's incumbent on you to be prepared. So get ready. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code GRACE15 to get 15% off your next purchase. Matt is on the board. Matt, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think the Hunter Biden investigation will backfire on Republicans? Yes or no?
No, I do not.
No. Well, a majority of the people agree with you. 75% say no, 25% say yes.
All right, but I do want to hear from you if you think it's going to backfire. I think that history would kind of lead us to believe that there's a lot of risk of this backfiring. I don't deny that. But I have some ideas as to what Republicans could do in order to make sure that this is a success and this actually plays well for them. Adam, you're first up on this topic. Go ahead, Adam.
Thank you, Grace. I just think Joe Biden's been basically a criminal all his life. And I say that he's been on the take. He's been using his power. I mean, just not that long ago when he's a vice president, he said, if you don't fire this guy who is a prosecutor in Ukraine, which is a totally corrupt country, you don't get the $1 billion. And lo and behold, they fired him. The country got the $1 billion, and I'm sure he got a kickback on that. Now, saying that, Hunter Biden grew up with a dad that basically was a corrupt politician. And I think a lot of that takeoff, that slide, went on to him. I mean, he's just a sad human being. He's drug addict, you know, sex addict, on the take, using his dad as political pawns to get more business. It's just a very, very corrupt thing. And I pray that the Republicans can actually expose all this, and there can be consequences, not just, oh, tap on the wrist, don't do this again. Real consequences when somebody goes to jail for what they're doing. So,
yeah,
great. Thank you so much for your great show.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for calling in. We always appreciate it. And again, the number is 844-500-4242. But something that Adam just hit on that I think about a lot in regards to Joe Biden is the left will try to say, you know, these messages of Joe Biden trying to help his son aren't going to play well like the Republicans think they are. And then I sometimes get callers who will tell me, you know, you shouldn't make light of the fact that his son is struggling. And I'm not making fun of that. That Hunter Biden is a drug addict. I'm not making fun of that. I'm not making light of it. I understand a lot of families deal with that, and everyone has their own experience with that issue. But here's where I disagree with the narrative that Joe Biden is such a good dad. If you had a son who was struggling with a problem, and he came to you and he said, Dad, I want to go on Air Force Two, and I want to meet with some Chinese businessmen and women, and I want to be on this board for Burisma, and I'm going to sit on this board for this. You know what a good dad would say? No, I don't think you're going to do that. I think you're going to get some help. But what did Joe do? It would appear to me that Joe was more than eager to partake in his son's brilliant business dealings. And so my pity in this whole situation rests far more with Hunter than it does with the big guy. We'll be right back.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. I've been reading a lot about FTX and SBF. You name it. I've been reading it. I read about Forbes today, how a lot of these charities that FTX was donating to either are never going to see the money, obviously, or some of them feel guilty about it and they have to give money back. And on Fox, it just said that he spent lavishly, this SBF, spent lavishly in the Bahamas. Now, I have two remarks on that. One is that I thought he was a very simple man with simple pleasures. You know, he had a golden doodle. He drove a simple car. Now I'm hearing all these things about him spending lavishly. It's almost like this effective altruism cult situation was just a front, was just a way to get people to trust him because he's not like the others. And my second thought is, I've been so focused on starting a consulting firm, a la Bernie Sanders' wife. You know, all these people who have consulting firms and LLCs, and they get a lot of kickbacks. You know, they will always say like, oh, so this politician used this consulting firm and the woman who runs the consulting firm happens to be his sister-in-law. You know, it's very, very pay-to-play, corruption-esque with the consulting firms. Little did I know that that is small potatoes compared to the cryptocurrency exchange situation. That's where I should be shooting. You know, that's what I should be aiming for, is creating my own cryptocurrency exchange. Because if you're spending lavishly in the Bahamas, doesn't sound too bad to me. 844-500-4242. Now, back to this Hunter Biden. I know people want to talk about this. It's 844-500-4242. I played you that cut from Karine Jean-Pierre, where she's essentially saying that this is going to backfire on Republicans because we ran on inflation and fixing all of the problems that P.S. KJP, P.S. you guys created. That's the one part of it she left out. You know, Republicans ran on fixing all of these problems that we started when we took over. But her point is, I think, again, bear with me, I'm trying to decipher what her point is, that it's going to backfire because people aren't going to appreciate Hunter Biden and the Biden family being Republicans' number one priority. Now, I have to say this. I think it is incredibly rich that Democrats, who opened investigations every time Trump sneezed, that they are now whining that Americans don't want the Biden family investigated because we need to focus on the real issues, all of which they caused. I mean, these were the same people that were handing out custom golden impeachment pens and choreographing a Darth Vader imperial march toward the Senate with the articles of impeachment. These are the same people that when Nancy Pelosi announced impeachment, she had to give all the Democrats a look to stop applauding and cheering. These are the same people, Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, who hung up a portrait of Robert Mueller, who was investigating Trump for the Russia hoax that never was, in their kitchen. And these are the same people, these Democrats, that hired a former TV news chief from ABC to, I don't even know what the right word is, to design their January 6th committee hearing soap operas. And now these people are going to tell us these investigations are going to hurt Republicans. It's going to backfire. And part of me feels, and I know this isn't a smart way to think about it, but, and this is where I got into a little argument with my editor from Spectator, but part of me feels like I don't care if the experts tell me this is going to backfire. I don't care if they say it's going to hurt Republicans politically. The Biden family deserves to be investigated. If we can spend millions of dollars in 6 years and come up with nothing on Donald Trump, then yeah, I think the big guy who's getting 10% and his artist slash genius son deserve a little bit of scrutiny. Now, let me back this up a little bit and say that I do understand people's hesitancy to make this seem like it's the number one issue for Republicans. But I would also use the Democrats' talking point of, can't we walk and chew gum at the same time? Didn't they love to say that when they impeached Trump for the first time or the second time or almost the third time, whatever it was? They love to use things like, we could walk and chew gum at the same time. Well, Republicans can too. And I see no reason why they shouldn't investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the Wuhan lab. And also work on, I don't know, getting rid of these 87,000 new IRS agents? Why can't we do all of this? There's certainly enough people in the swamp to figure it out. And I do understand why people look at Kevin McCarthy and he's, you know, talking about this Hunter Biden investigation. And I know why he's doing it. You know, it's not lost on me that he's trying to get the support of the base who's a little lukewarm on him right now. And I am the base. So that's why I throw this out to the audience, because I am the base. And so, yeah, this is red meat for me and I love to see it. But I don't know if maybe in 2024 I'll be saying, shoot, we should have steered clear of the Hunter Biden stuff. It didn't end up playing well. But the part of me that is so frustrated over the last 6 years feels like we have to do this, or else people are going to truly feel like there is no justice in this country. And, you know, we've always said there's two standards of justice. And Democrats abide by a completely different one than we do. But in this case, it would be so grotesquely obvious to everyone that one side of the political aisle gets investigated, gets handcuffed at airports, gets thrown in John Hinckley's cell, and the other political party gets to walk away with no consequences, with no accountability. And I just think that that is a really bad precedent to set for this country. And it's going to leave a lot of people feeling forgotten and feeling mistreated. And so part of me just thinks, I don't care. I don't care if it backfires. I want to see an investigation. I've been hearing about this laptop. It's all verified. They've lied to us about it hundreds of times. They've tried to suppress it. They've tried to suppress real journalism that broke this story. And it's high time we figure out what's actually going on here. And if all of these nothing burgers were worth investigating, then I'm pretty sure that this is too. Let's go to Steve. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Grace. Long time, many time. Love your show.
Thank you.
The only way I think this is going to work for the Republicans is they have to stay very focused on Joe and not getting in, not starting with Hunter, trying to link Joe to Hunter, because if they just play the Hunter card first, it's not going to get the attention of the American people. But if they focus on Joe and violations that he's done in this process, then I think they have a leg to stand on. But if they just, if they fall for the bait and just stick with, oh, poor Hunter, and then try to link Hunter to Joe, I don't think it's going to play out well for the Republicans.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, Steve, that you say that, because when Jim Jordan was talking about the evolution of this story and how it started with, oh, there is no laptop, and then, oh, the laptop's not real, and then, oh, it's Russian disinformation, and then, oh, well, it might be real, but it doesn't have anything to do with Joe. You can see them circling the wagons now of trying to figure out how they're going to make this not about Joe Biden, and that's why I mentioned that headline from the AP, or that sentence where they say, Joe Biden has said he's never spoken to his son about his foreign business, and nothing the Republicans have put forth suggests otherwise. That is a blatant lie. They clearly haven't looked at the laptop. They haven't looked at the emails to Tony Bobulinski. They haven't watched his interview on Tucker Carlson. I know they can't watch Tucker Carlson because that promotes hate. We wouldn't want that. But either they're not admitting what they already know, which is the case. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. Or they really think we're just this dumb. And what I won't stand for is Democrats trying to tell me that investigations are, you know, being used as political fire against Democrats. This is the pot calling the kettle black 1,000%. Their entire brand has been these ridiculous investigations. And the walls were closing in and the noose was tightening. And this is it. This is it. This is the big one. And then nothing would come from it. And they would still talk about it for years afterwards, even after, you know, everything was debunked. And now we're being told that we have this treasure trove of information that does absolutely implicate Joe Biden. And we shouldn't look into that because it's going to look political. I don't know, maybe, and then I think perhaps I'm not being smart about this. That's very possible. Perhaps I'm being selfish and I just want to see the Republicans do this because I feel like it's so long overdue. But politically, is it the best move? I don't know. I'm not sure. 844-500-4242. We will take your calls on this because I'm very interested in hearing what other people think. And as we talk about 2024, I just want to mention one thing here before we go back to Hunter. This was pretty funny. This was from the Washington Post, another highly credible rag if you're ever in the business of trying to find something wonderful to read. You should check out the Post. The Washington Post has Jennifer Rubin, and she is the Biden White House's favorite reporter because she's really just a propagandist. She just publishes things that make the Biden administration look good. I don't even know if she tweets them out or if she just sends them directly to Ron Klain and then he tweets them out. But here's how fast things can change as we look to 2024 and what all this means for the next presidential election. This was Jennifer Rubin, October 26, 2022. DeSantis is unimpressive outside the right-wing media bubble. Ron DeSantis, according to Jennifer Rubin, is unimpressive outside the right-wing media bubble. And this was her a month later, November 21st, actually less than a month later. Beware. DeSantis is as much a threat to America as Trump. Wow, in the words of Ron Burgundy, that escalated quickly. Huh, Jennifer? Laurie, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show, talking about Hunter and Joe and the Biden crime family. Go ahead, Laurie.
Hi, Grace. I just wanted to chime in on this, too, because I agree with you that the Republicans really need to go at this and investigate them. And you know, the one caller that talked about, you know, to focus on Joe Biden, because the one thing that I think most of us were disappointed in was the fact that President Trump didn't go after Hillary like we all wanted him to and everything. Because, I mean, the whole Clinton family has gotten away with literally murder, you know, for years. And nobody ever, you know, and it's just, you know, they just get a slap on the hand for it. And it's like, we need to see some real action from the Republicans to bring back faith in that party again. So I just thank you for what you do. And I just wanted to chime in on that. So
thank you, Lori. I do have to go on the record and say it's unconfirmed that they've literally murdered anyone. We don't want to say that on the air. But what I will say about Trump not really pursuing any investigations into Hillary Clinton, I know he gets a lot of grief for that, but I think that you can Monday morning quarterback him all you want, and people do that all the time. But Trump went in thinking that he was going to get the same kind of chance as every other president. And with that in mind, he wasn't immediately on the offense. Like he was worried about his own agenda. He was excited about what he was going to do for the country, about fulfilling some of these promises. He got right to it. So it made sense to me that he didn't want to appear petty, or he didn't want to appear as someone who's being overly political or living in the past, because in Trump's mind, he really thought, I'm about to do a lot for the American people. I'm about to improve everyone's lives, not just Republicans, but Democrats too. And so I'm not going to drudge up the past here. I'm going to look forward. And looking back now and seeing how much they attacked him and how unfair they were, it's easy now to say he should have gone after Hillary Clinton. But I think in the moment, he was making the right decision. I think he underestimated how brutal they were going to be towards him. Let's go to Bruce. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Grace. Love your show.
Thank
and,
you.
Howie, too, of course. You bet. So, absolutely, we got to go after Biden. I mean, this is ridiculous. What we've been dealing with for years is just the Democratic swamp going after Trump in every possible way. And it's all been lies, every single one of them. Have been proven. This is all fact. Fact, fact, fact. The fact is, if they had not suppressed the laptop, Trump would have won.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what Bruce just said about how it's fact, fact, fact? If even a quarter, less than, if 2% of what we have on the Bidens could have been applied to the Trumps, Trump would be in jail right now. If they had even 2% of the information we have on Joe and Hunter. And that's the part of it that really makes me think there has to be some accountability here. Bruce, you're cutting out a little bit, but I do appreciate the call. We're going to come right back to the rest of your calls, but I got to tell you about something. You know, it's almost Thanksgiving. What comes after Thanksgiving? Well, yeah, gobblers, and everybody has the leftovers, and that's delicious. But also, Black Friday. Black Friday is now at Kanes. It's time to lean back and save on the awesome stressless chair at Kanes, located in Plymouth, Mass. And right now, you can buy a stressless recliner, sofa, or an amazing office chair and get up to a $1,500 credit towards the purchase of more incredible stressless products. Or you can save $400 on a stressless signature-based recliner with ottoman and motorized classic power recliners. I know people who swear by the stressless line of chairs. There's never been a better time to have a stressless comfort for less. And you want to be comfortable. You're sitting in a chair all day, or even if you're, you know, sitting in your sofa watching TV, if you're watching the Grace Curley show on Rumble, then you want to be comfortable. You don't want stress on your back or on your neck. You want to be comfortable, you want to enjoy it, and you want to pay a good price. And so that's what we're offering here. To see the best selection of stressless products, go to Kanes, located at 96 Long Pond Road in Plymouth, or go to kahians.com. That's kahians.com. We'll be right back with your calls. Please stay on the lines. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. We're talking about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and these investigations that the House Republicans are going to open into the corrupt Biden crime family. And I want to hear from all of you. So let's go to Bill. You're up first. Go ahead, Bill.
Hello. Good afternoon. I think they look pretty foolish, and I'll tell you why. Because these are the same guys that have been ducking congressional subpoenas for the past 2 years, and now they're going to come out from under their desk and say, we're going to send out a bunch of congressional subpoenas? I mean, come on. Why would anybody respond to any of these subpoenas? Like you said, the precedent has been set. Just ignore the subpoenas and dare them to arrest you.
Yeah, and if they were Republican, then they actually would be arrested. But we know that won't happen with Democrats. No, that's a fair point. I'm sure there'll be a lot of ducking of this. And, you know, Matt, actually, my producer right now, said that that's his biggest fear, is that Republicans will spend a lot of time on this and they'll just get stonewalled at every turn. I do think there's a difference with these investigations versus the Democrat ones. And here's the difference. There's actually crimes here. You know, in the case of the Russia collusion and the impeachments and of the perfectly good phone call, there wasn't a lot to that. In the case of Hunter and Joe and the big guy and the 10% and all these companies and the diamond from the Chinese businessmen, it feels like there's a little bit more of a there with these, but that's just my two cents. Mike, you're up next on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, to that point, Grace, like James Comey basically told us that Hillary Clinton committed crimes and the Republicans did nothing. And so I agree. They should absolutely. I mean, because from a policy standpoint, like, let's be honest, Republicans, they can't fix inflation. I mean, come on. Like, nobody from an economic, from a policy standpoint can fix inflation. They just can't. It's the time to fix it was 10 years ago when, and not spend like this. It's 15 years. You can't fix it now. Like, it's impossible to fix it now. It has to run its course. And so let's not kid about that, because the worst thing the Republicans could do is say, hey, we're going to fix inflation, and they can't. So the one thing they can do is they can hold hearings, and they can issue subpoenas, and they can wield certain congressional authority to hold certain people accountable if they decide to do it.
Yeah. And you know what, Mike, you know, you talk about subpoenas and all these things, but I do think the hearings are important. It's important for the American people to hear this, to see it on their TV screens and to understand what's going on. I know a lot of these people in the mainstream media won't cover it, but I was talking to someone today and they said, well, now it's going to look like Republicans are stooping to the same low as Democrats. And I was just thinking, well, no, this is the game now. This is clearly the game. So you're just going to investigate people. And in this case, there's actually stuff to investigate. So why the hell wouldn't you? Thanks for the calls, everybody. When we come back, we're talking to Toby Leary from Cape Gun Works. We have a lot to discuss. Don't go anywhere. It's The Grace Curley Show.